Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, my name is John Garcia. What is your name?
My name is Zach.
Zach, hi.
How you doing, John?
Where is your company located, Zach, here in California?
Yes, actually in San Diego, La Jolla area, if you're familiar.
Sure I am.
What can I do for you?
Well, I did get a letter from you guys. I was checking to see about perhaps checking out this thing about some cash.
Sure, sure.
Reservation code if you want it.
Oh, yes, please. If you could repeat it back to me, just 4 digits at a time, and I can punch that in, and we can pull up the information we have on your business.
Okay, it's 2411.
Okay.
0401.
Got it.
0008.
Okay.
7431.
7431. Just one moment, please. How's your day going?
Okay.
Okay, and is it Ocean Granada Incorporated, the name of the business?
That's correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. You're up in Long Beach?
Right.
You guys get any rain this morning?
No, but we got a little bit yesterday. Not today.
Oh, really? We got dumped on today. It was crazy.
Yeah?
Really bizarre tropical weather there. I'm sorry, what was your name again, sir?
John Garcia.
John Garcia. Yeah, we got rain all last night. We had thunder and lightning the day before. It's just really uncommon for this time of the year, basically. We rarely get rain down here. And, John, we got a new phone system about a week and a half ago. We experienced a couple dropped calls here and there. Is there a good number that I could reach back out to you if, God forbid, the call were to drop?
562-433-0357.
5-7. Great. I experienced a couple of those this week and almost freaked out. I couldn't get back a hold of the person. And yeah, it was not good. So just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file. Still at the 5101 East Ocean Boulevard address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the business classification for your, is it a proprietorship, partnership, C Corp, S Corp, LLC?
It's a corporation.
Okay. Is it a C or an S Corp?
A C Corp.
Perfect, perfect. So what you had received was an offer for funding. We have a multitude of programs. If you let me know what you're looking to do, I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay. What I'm currently looking for is between $50,000 and $100,000.
Okay.
I've got some expanding to do, and I've got some taxes to pay and, you know,
business. Operational costs.
Kind of, yeah, yeah.
Expansion, okay. Taxes. And you said business has just been kind of lackluster as of recently?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that typical for this time of year, or is there anything, you know, attributing to that?
Yeah, well, right now when the kids go back to school, you know, I'm right on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And so typically fall and winter, people don't come that much to the ocean.
What does your business do?
It is a nightclub.
Nightclub, nice. Very nice. Okay. So is it? Would you consider it seasonal, the business, or?
Not really seasonal, but I mean, it does, you know.
Summer's probably the best, obviously the best
it does get
part of the year.
A little bit slower in the winter.
Okay. So the
depends
kids
on
up
what
in,
we have going.
The kids up in San Marcos don't want to come down on the weekends at UC San Marcos and indulge?
San Marcos.
I thought you're in Oceanside. I apologize.
No.
Okay.
You're
in Long Beach. Okay. Yeah. So the kids at UC are CS Long Beach. Are you located near them at all, or?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. But it just slows down.
Typically, when the school season starts, you know, for the first month or so, everybody's back into their class and stuff, and.
Yeah. And then they do the slow fade and stop going to class.
Yeah.
And then
back.
We were all there at one point. Okay. So looking for $50,000 to $100,000 in operational expenses. Are you familiar with working capital loans at all? Have you heard of them or ever taken one out for the business?
Working capital. You mean those that are tied to the credit card sales?
No, they're actually tied to the way that our working capital program works is this. It's based off of the gross annual sales of the year previous, and we're able to lend, you know, 10 to 12% of that to use as you see fit for the business. for instance, just an easy number there. You did $1 million last year. We would be potentially able to lend you up to $100,000 to $150,000 to use as you see fit, if that makes sense. Would you happen to know a ballpark on what the business did last year as far as sales were concerned?
I think it was like about $750,000.
$750,000. Okay. You know, we could definitely, you know, get you that 50 to 100 then, it sounds like, that you're looking for. I just have to ask a couple more qualifying questions. You know, how would you rate your personal credit? You know, is it above average, you know, average, maybe a little below?
I think my FICO score is around 700.
Excellent. That's above the national average, so that will work in your favor. And how long has the business been around?
We've been here for 42 years.
Wow, congratulations. That is amazing. That's awesome. 42 years. Okay. One second here. I'm just inputting some information. And also, have you reached out to your local bank and, you know, seen if they could, you know, help out at all or given you any feedback at all?
No.
No.
Very conservative, you know, and...
Yeah.
They don't really... like lending to bars.
No, you know what? And I've been talking to some business owners recently who have approached their local banks, and they've started to ask them really bizarre questions, you know, wanting to know about children and grandchildren and things of that nature. Just, I guess it's pretty off-putting to some business owners that I've been speaking with. It doesn't seem like a normal practice anymore. It's like more government regulated or government's getting involved. I don't know. Is that something that you've experienced at all?
No.
No. It's probably a good thing. So with regards to our working capital, they're short-term in nature as far as the loans are concerned, typically 6 months, upwards of 24 months in length. I have seen 36 months. As far as payback is concerned, we have weekly, daily, and monthly programs available. It's just a matter of seeing where we can fit you in. You know, it's a pretty simple process to see that as well. We have a one-page application. We'd want to look at 6 months of bank statements just to verify cash flow for the business, the first two pages of the most recent tax return to verify sales from the year previous, and if you did have any other working capital loans out, which it sounds like you don't, information on that, and I can package that for underwriting, and we can turn around and have feedback for you in 24 hours.
Okay.
So it's a very expedited process.
Well, it's going to take you some time to get those files together. You need 6 months.
Hey, you know, John, what's a good email address? I could actually send you an email with a list of all the documentation. That way you don't have to scramble right now and write everything down, if that's okay.
Okay, JPG.
Okay.
Ripples, R-I-P-P-L-E-S.
Okay.
At hotmail.com.
At Hotmail. Yeah, I'll just put together the list of the documentation that we would require, along with my direct dial. So if you do have any questions, gathering that information, or just any questions in general, you can always reach out to me. I'm here to help. You know, at this point, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have, you know, any further questions for me?
Yeah, what kind of terms on the loans? You said I could either pay daily, weekly, monthly.
Or monthly. Yeah, and as far as terms of, you know, again, it's 6 months up to upwards of 24 months, sometimes 36 months. It's just a matter of looking at the numbers and seeing where we could fit you in. It sounds like based off your credit and your sales and time of business that you would be, you know, upwards in our A-tier program, so there would definitely be some better options for you.
So can you give me an example of, you know, let's say on a $50,000 loan.
Okay. Let's say a best case scenario as it is. These are unsecured loans, meaning that, you know, we don't follow the money. So there's a lot of risk on our end. So it starts at right around 10 cents on the dollar. So you borrowed $50,000 over the course of a year. You'd pay, the total payback would be $55,000 over the course of that 12 months. Now that, does that make sense? And that's a best case scenario. You know, as it's unsecured cash, the rate started about 10 cents on the dollar. So again, a best case scenario, a 10 cents on the dollar.
What is the figure as a percentage of the loan?
See, we don't do that because a lot of our loans are less than a year, so we can't actually annualize them or put an annualized rate to them. So what we have is a cost of funds. And that's what I'm explaining. And each payment from the cost of funds is a little bit from the interest and a little bit from the principal. So, you know, you're paying on both with each payment. So you're not paying down one and then paying off the other, if that makes sense.
Yeah, did you give me an approximate payment daily, let's say? And being daily, that means you'll take them out of my credit cards.
No, we would have an ACH set up with the checking account. We do have credit card options if you wanted to do a merchant capital advance. Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, so that is an option. We don't have to go that route. As far as payments are concerned, it's tough to really give you a ballpark. We don't have a cost of funds. We don't know what you've been approved for. We don't know the length of the terms. And I'd hate to just arbitrarily throw numbers out there, and give, you know, false information, basically. I'd like to look at some solid numbers to give you some solid numbers.
Okay. Maybe this is not the way for me to go.
So, okay, what makes you say that?
I just, I need to know, like you said, because the loan is not more than a year, you don't have a certain...
Some of our programs are less than a year. Yeah, they're short-term, and they're designed to get you a return on investment, get you your tax write-off, and get it paid off and move on to your next project, so you're not paying on something that you've already completed, 2 years ago. They can be used to pay down debt, used for expansion, but the idea is to get you a return on investment.
Okay. Well, I don't think that my business would be able to afford a $4,000 a month payment.
Okay.
Based on just on the $50,000 loan. So for 12 months.
I'm just throwing arbitrary numbers out there. It could be 18.
I understand, 18. But I'm just being realistic.
Right.
With an amount that I'm borrowing, and it has no interest on it. And I've just divided by 12, that's $4,200 a month. I wouldn't be able to handle that.
Okay. So, if it were go up to 24 months, that would definitely spread things out a lot thinner as well.
$2,200 a month then, $2,100.
Yeah. I can't say that you would be in this program or that program without looking at some numbers there. I just want to be as fair as possible and as straightforward as possible for you.
I understand. So,
Pass
on it. Thank you.
Sure.
Right.
Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.